Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for coming. Do you use a washcloth?
No.
Come on, the face. Is it good for the skin?
Absolutely not.
If it gets to the point where I have to take a shit on this thing, I'm hoping it explodes.
That's Freak City.
Specifically for cleaning the ass.
I never thought of that. Piss on me, beat me.
If I wore this to wake up my children, it would be immediate therapy.
A lot of men do, and it is nothing to be ashamed of.
This is awesome.
What is awesome?
I'm gonna fucking puke.
This is going to cost you so big.
Privy to some non-consensual ass play.
So the whole family shared one bar of soap.
Yeah, and you would put it in your ass.
That's disgusting.
Interesting.
It's hard for me to not believe that racism's not involved with this.
I want some hair.
I'm Whitney.
I'm Duncan.
You also got really fucking dressed up.
I'm so happy we actually got to connect.
I'll try it out.
In case you missed it, you can stream 69 Minutes now at ymhstudios.com. Did you hear people say Chicago a lot?
Never once.
I hoard it in the bedroom, and I'll take it in our bedroom and just hide.
All right. This is officially too much for this show. This is a heavy segment topic.
By the way, people always used to tell me that we looked alike.
All the time.
Yeah.
I used to hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it as much anymore.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sattva luxury mattress. My absolute favorite mattress. I sleep on every night. My guests sleep on them. My children sleep on Sattva mattresses. That's how much I love this company. We bought our first Sattva mattress about 15 years ago. We bought a king size luxury firm because we wanted to get a huge quality mattress for a fraction of the cost. And that's what you get at Sattva Mattress Company. Everything is made in the United States of America. They don't have a retail store. So instead, you have the mattress delivered to your home. You try it out for like 90 days. If you don't like it, they'll take it back. No harm. There's no risk. You may as well get the mattress of your dreams for a fraction of the cost. And right now, if you go to sattva.com/the shit, you get $200 off your next Sattva purchase. Again, sattva.com/the shit for $200 off your next Sattva purchase. Try it out.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you so much. For tuning in to another episode of Your Mom's House.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. Also, huge, huge shout out to everybody who joined us for 69 minutes. We're all very, very thankful, and we're still celebrating. And yeah, if you haven't yet seen it, go to ymhstudios.com, and you can watch it over and over with your ticket until December 29th, I believe. So you can just keep watching it and share it, tell your friends. A lot of people worked really hard on it. Hope you enjoy it. Gene, where are you going to be? I know you have dates. Where are you going to be?
Well, first of all,
Jesus Christ.
I just want you guys to know I'm just hitting limited cities because you, my friend, are going to be going everywhere.
Not so much, though.
No?
No.
You're going to come.
I'm not coming so much. I'm, I counted dates. Like if you look at the month, if you count the month, it's like 1 month there's 6 shows. Okay. 1 month there's 8 shows. It's nothing insane like last time.
Good. You don't want to do that.
There's no Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday weeks like last time. It's literally weekend
shows.
That
was a horrible year. A couple years for our family, for your health, for everything. So I'm glad you're not doing that because I like having you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I like having a life and a family and everything.
Family. So. It's cool. Any hoodles? ChristinaPOnline.com. I'm finally, and I'm so pumped, spending more time in Canada, my birth country.
Yeah.
Renewing that Canadian passport. It's
nice.
Been real dope. I'll be doing Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. I'm sorry. February 16th. Yeah. And then the next night, I'll be in Meat Rattle, Washington.
The Neptune.
That's where I filmed, was it my first special, right? And then now I came back, I added an early show. because we sold out very quickly. The early show, guess what? They were like, do you want to do a late show? I'm like, no, I want to do like a 5 p.m. Yeah. And that's what I'm doing. And then I go to San Francisco, Palace of Fine Arts Theater, February 18th. Tickets are going fast. And then Jew Dork Titties at the Gramercy, where I filmed my second special, March 23rd. And we added a show there, too. And then Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut, March 24th. Christina Piermont. Also, it is not too late to order your perfect red lipstick for the woman in your life for Christmas. You should do that, or for juniors or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. ChristinaPOnline.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Try it out.
Is this the new colors?
Oh, I haven't even... Listen, I mean, I'll tell you what. Christina P's Perfect Red, it did so well that I am adding 3 new colors. They won't be ready for a minute. We're working with Italy right now.
Italy.
In the atelier, and I'm adding... You'll see. I'll announce them when the time is right.
Great.
That's a deal, man.
That's awesome.
Where are you coming?
Where am I coming?
You're not coming everywhere.
No, not really. It's totally, it's different. It really is. If you look at the tour, so the tour starts actually officially in Hawaii, December 30th. And then it's Tokyo, Hong Kong, Singapore, then back to the States. And then Corpus Christi, Albuquerque, Omaha. Then we go to Reading, PA.
I think you mean Choma. You know, you're not even reading these places.
Hold on. Atlantic City, Hanover. It's already February, right? And then there's only a few dates. Then you do Portland, Maine. That's it for February. March, Manchester, New Hampshire, Mohegan Sun, San Antonio,
Jesus
Dallas, Belton.
Christ.
Then it's Orlando, St. Augustine, Tampa, Hollywood. That's it for March. Then March is over. April, Salt Lake, Boise, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, then Nashville, Charlotte, Raleigh, Atlanta, Pittsburgh. People ask me, by the way, I feel like we say this every time we do tours, how are you not doing this and that's it? They're all going to be added. Some of them are already booked. They just haven't been announced. You don't announce all of it at once because it's crazy to announce like, this is, hey, here's the show next November, you know? You do it in segments.
Can you scroll up again? What was that place called? Hanover? What would that one be? Man Rover.
Man Boner.
I like that. Hand.
Oh, yeah. Bart and I are doing the MGM Grand Garden Arena on February 10th, the Saturday before the big game. You're not allowed to say
what that game is.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
That's trademarked.
They're aggressive.
Sure.
Yeah, so you have to go. The big game is the next day.
That's so funny.
When two of the final teams from professional football will compete. Yeah.
So silly.
It's really crazy. They really go.
Oh, and you're going
to
the other Portland.
Yeah, I'm doing Portland, Maine, and Portland, Oregon, and I made that a point. I said, you better book me in both Portlands.
You like them so much.
Yep.
I get you. Manchester, yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Man spreader.
Yeah.
Man come
okay.
on, Chester.
So we can move on. Thanks a lot for
Fallas,
doing that.
Texas. We know that one.
Yeah. Okay. So it's very exciting. How about being that Christmas is just a few days away.
Oh my God. Jesus is almost born.
We do a nice, sweet opener.
Yes, of course.
It's in the Christmas spirit.
Of course.
Ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
All I want for Christmas is Haley. Bye, Haley.
I'm going to throw up. I didn't like that at all.
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama
so
the fuck
bad.
Is dead!
Welcome.
What are you laughing welcome at?
That smile. I figure that's the last thing you see before you die. You know? You look up and it's a guy going,
welcome
hi.
To your mom's house.
Horrible, babe. I don't like it. Meow, meow.
That is literally what a victim who's been kept hostage sees right before night.
I agree.
He goes, "Are you still in there?"
I hate him.
And you look up and you're like,
"Ha-ha." I hate him. The only cool thing is
the
that
glasses?
This is public knowledge, so that when bodies do go missing, you know exactly. Like the FBI has already clocked this guy. Like he's already on so many lists, hopefully, for weirdos. That's a good thing about the interwebs. All the weirdos get on there and make themselves public.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all. And Haley doesn't like him either. Nobody fucking likes him.
Well, I don't know. He has a group of girls in his bio that are his biggest fans.
Okay.
His name is Barry.
Of course.
Hi, Barry.
You know what's interesting, though, about Barry's?
Yeah.
This guy exists your whole life as a girl. He exists since you're in grade school and then in junior high school, Barry's there. But usually they end up being gay guys, like from beginning, like the weird guy in my junior high, it was like a gay guy. He's like an effeminate kind of weird guy. And they're like, "Oh, he's just gay." And then it goes to college and you're like, "Oh, okay.
He's not so gay."
Either he's he lives at home with his folks.
Yeah.
He's on the spectrum.
There's weird guys. There's weird guys everywhere.
It's true. And the problem is women, you're nice to people and you just shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't be nice. Don't be nice. Don't worry about him. He's fine. He's going to move on to some other girl.
You got that down pat, by the way.
Do I? Boy, do I.
I've learned that from spending time with you.
Well, I'm going to credit the city of Los Angeles. Growing up in a major city like that, you learn real quick. Not to fucking talk to strangers. You put the big sunglasses on, nothing to see here. Don't fucking talk to me, glasses. Don't even look at me. And I'd love to be nice to everybody, but no thanks, Tom Hanks.
I've seen it. You have a real who's this fucking thing going on? Yeah. Look at this drunk.
Yeah.
You're always like, yep. You don't think the best of humanity.
No. And also I would like to thank my Eastern European heritage for that as well.
Yeah.
It's just also cultural. I believe you're taught to just have disdain for people.
Nice part in your hair.
Can I say, I'm shocked you noticed.
Why?
I just thought you would never notice, and I didn't want to say anything to you, and I can't believe you noticed.
Yeah, I noticed.
Thank you for noticing.
Sure, yeah.
Also, do you know how fucking retarded I am? Is that...
Yes.
But you want to hear how more retarded I am?
Sure.
Do you know that I've been side parting my hair since I was 15 years old?
This is good.
15. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
So today I had a stylist come to do it and I go, "Gosh, I'd really like to try a hair part." And she goes, "Well, we can try it today." And I go, "Wait a minute. I don't have to do anything special. Like I don't have to recut it or do anything." She's like, "No, we just part it." And I was like,
"How does that work?
You mean to tell me I could have just done this my whole life?"
Yeah. How does it work? How does moving the
All
part?
She does is she takes her comb and she makes a new part and then you just style it accordingly. I thought I had to go get a whole new haircut because it's parted and cut differently.
You didn't know any of this? How do you not know that? Like
I told you, I'm fucking retarded. I can talk about other things in the world. You want to talk about the aliens? I know all about that.
No, I don't.
You want to talk about some philosophy books? I know that. But for some reason, girl stuff, basic girl stuff.
So you had no idea.
I'm an idiot.
Looks great.
Thanks, pal. Do you think I should keep... I don't know if I'll keep it. We'll see.
Yeah, just see how it goes.
It doesn't feel like me. It feels weird.
Feels like it's pretty easy to change if you don't want to keep it.
That's the good part.
Yeah.
That's the good
feels
part.
Feels like you could switch it up with a comb.
Watch this. We're back.
We're back. Yeah.
And we're back. That's all it would take. Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought there was a special procedure. Maybe I had to file paperwork with the Department of Hair
Lines. I know
that
you think that this is a joke, but I'm still going to... I will remain an advocate of you shaving your head for as long as you live.
Yeah, you brought this up last night.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it would look good. I think I honestly think the skullet would look good, but a full head shave would look rad. Seriously.
I'm not opposed to it. I'd do it once in a while. Well, I've had a mohawk. I did it as a teenager. I'm not afraid.
Okay, I'll then do it.
You want me to do it?
Yes.
For what? What are you going to give me?
Give you? Joy. You're going to feel joy when you do it.
But what if my head shaped funny?
We'll find out. Yeah. Also, it grows back.
It does grow back. I'm not so vain about that.
You don't have my issue.
What is your issue?
It's not going to grow back.
It's not going to grow back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might. I mean, it takes a few years before I would get hair again.
It's fine. What's a few years?
And can I tell you, I also don't like having super, super short hair because I feel it's disproportionate with my body because I have huge tits. Mm-hmm. So I can't, if I have I feel like I have a tiny little pinhead and then a huge tits. You have to balance.
I mean, but you're a comedian. That's funny. I think so.
I'm going to look like Nell Carter. Remember? She had a bald head and then huge fucking tits.
That's funny, though. You're going to go on stage and people are like, look how funny she looks. It's great.
Oh, man. All right. Shit, I might try it.
Yeah, let's do it. You want to do it now?
No. Okay. Not for the holiday. I don't want to look all... I was scared of kids.
Oh, there's always a reason not to do it.
What about in the summertime?
Summer?
Perfect time for a head shave.
Actually, it is a
summer
good time.
Cuts.
Yeah. You want to do like a dog cut?
That's what these two boys in my elementary school, as Josh Potter would say, they would get summer cuts and their parents would shave their heads like dogs.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for those two boys. Could you imagine just shaving your kid's head for the summer? Like, what is wrong with you?
I used to love that, though.
What? Shaving?
Well, I just like when I had hair and it got to summer and you're like, oh, I can just buzz this all off. And it's so hot outside. It is like a relief.
Now you're feels talking good. About it. Now you're getting me to think about it.
Yeah, it feels good.
You're not going to be attracted to me when it's growing out.
What are you talking about?
It's not attractive.
I love guys.
Oh, there yeah, you that's kind of what I look like.
A dude, skull. Do you know how cool that looks right there?
The rest of it? Oh, I know. I look kind of tight, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of
Ben
tough.
Franklin style? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of it.
You could open with a bit about Ben Franklin.
I would like to tape a special soon, though.
With a skullet.
And maybe in a year. That's not going to look good.
Here's the thing. Do you know what your views... Everyone would be like, have you seen this bitch?
She's bald as shit.
With a skullet. Like, they're going to be like, you broke all the views. But everyone would be like, you got to see this.
This maniac.
Yeah.
Can I do a mohawk?
Yeah. Even better.
No, I know. I like that one.
Mohawk.
Can I tell you my secret?
But old school, where you like really...
No, that's what I like.
Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. What I really want to look like, can you Google Cyndi Lauper time after time, the video? Can I get, would you be opposed to me seeing me with this haircut? This is my dream from when I was a little girl. Oh, see the checkerboard on the side?
Uh-huh.
And she's got the shaved. She was so cool. That's what I want to look like.
What really? Do you think? Right there?
Yeah, dude, she looks rad. She's cool as shit.
I feel like she looks like she smells right there.
No way.
No?
She don't smell. Cyndi Lauper never smells.
Oh, I feel like there's a funk. I'm going to smell it through the screen.
Stop.
What? She's you don't think that's a stinky tiny. Chick
She's
right there?
She's tiny. She's petite. Petite people don't stink.
Okay.
Not tiny people.
I've been with some
that's
stinky
some
girls.
That's some big fatzos.
I've been with some stinky really little fat, girls. Big. No. No, they were just little stinkers. Everybody in there knows what I'm talking about.
Mayas, yeah. You guys have all been with fucking dirty bitches. Is
yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course they have. You really luck out when you find a clean one. Most chicks are like, you're like, ugh, go wash yourself, you dirty little bitch.
Are you being serious? I can't tell. Yeah. And by the way, that's like every girl's worst nightmare.
Being a stinky little bitch.
Is having her cooch stink and then you guys talk about it. Like, because you're so sensitive about that. And then, yeah. Oh my God, it's like, if some girl that dated you is listening to this, she'll be like, oh my God, is it me?
Yeah, it is.
My pussy stinks?
It is, you stinky little shit.
But here's the good news, though, is that obviously guys don't care if
no, they
your
don't.
Pussy stinks.
No, but it does, like.
They're all doing it.
No, you don't, I mean, you're not going to, like, leave. But there is a thing where you're like, guess I'm not going to go down much longer. You know, I'm not really into that. And you find your way back up.
I'm so glad I'm not a lesbian.
How do
you think lesbians deal with that all the time?
But you deal with it too, with balls.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Stinky balls?
All the time.
All the time.
Well, especially. You
know, come on.
Mr. Fitness over here.
I clean my nuts.
Hey, what happened to Mr. Cold Plunge?
Oh, yeah. I have a cold plunge.
Oh, yeah. Where's that midlife crisis thing happening? Where Let's is see. It?
I'll do it today.
Okay.
I'll do it as soon as I get home.
All right.
Yeah, I was doing it in the mornings. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, how do lesbians, like, I think about it every now and then where I'm like, imagine, like, you always have to go down on a box. As that's your primary thing.
What's wrong with that?
Because straight people, like, we have this lucky, like, plug and play thing.
Oh, you can just switch
just,
it
like,
up. Yeah.
Plug in the parts and, like, you don't have to be... Sometimes if you're not in the mood even, you can just plug a part in and then it's done.
Yeah.
But to go down on somebody, I'm not saying that's all lesbians do. I understand there's other things they do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But that's your primary thing.
Yeah.
All the time. That's exhausting.
Maybe. But if you are just thrilled to always do it, then it's not.
All right. I guess so.
Right?
It like, just sounds labor intensive.
I get it. Yeah. Or sometimes you're like, I still want my face involved right now. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
like, what if you're feeling full? You just took a Tums.
But can't you
like,
just...
I don't want to eat a box
but
right
But at
now.
That point, they, you know, a finger or a toy?
Right. Right. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Listen, I'm not an expert on lesbian sex. I just tell you, my stupid brain, that's how I... For some reason, I have it dialed in because I'm very binary in my thinking. It's either or. I either have a side part or nothing.
Yeah.
I just can't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very binary.
Yeah. I'd like to see you in a lesbian relationship, too.
I would rather not. Okay. You know, I was... The older I get, mm-hmm. I was walking down the beach over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I was looking at older ladies alone with their dogs.
Yeah.
Just walking, kind of quiet. And I was like, this is... I get it. Women, the older we are, we're sick of taking care of people. I got the kids, the husband. I'm sick of it. I just want to be alone with a dog. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't want to be a lesbian. I don't want to be anything.
I bet I can show you somebody that'll make you change your mind. Maybe not about being a lesbian, but maybe getting back in the mix with things. Ready? Enter the dating pool again. My homie Cabo hooking me up with her. We fucking soon. Love her tits. I'll see you soon, baby.
Gotta love when a homie pulls through, you know what I'm saying? I haven't even met this girl. But my homie's hooking me up, so, yeah. We definitely fucking when I'm here. But, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to actually meet her. You know, we can hang out, you know, shoot the shit for a while before, you know, we get down to business. That's how I roll with females, man.
I love it.
I love this.
You know what he reminds me of?
What's
He's
that?
Got Tony Jones vibes, yeah. Ladies man. And then what's going on? It's Charles, because it's a very awkward video. Uh-huh. It's got a lot smiling, of that. Yeah. But really, it's got Tony Jones vibes. And you know he's one of my favorite cult guys.
Yep. Pretty cool. Well, yeah. It's still going. Ready? And then I'll give you the big reveal. How I get the hose is what it says. And he's...
Uh-oh.
He's flexing. He's backing up
awkwardly.
I think
awkwardly. I know what the reveal is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Gotta get the back to get her in the sack. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? He's got a good hair part too, like
the
you.
The beast. Yeah. The beast of Alaska.
The beast of Alaska.
Oh, it's Alaska.
He's got great hair. Really incredible hair, right?
Yes.
I mean, the hair is just...
Tremendous.
Outstanding.
Tremendous.
He's got, you know, he takes care of himself. He's in shape, right? Very confident. We've seen this guy before. We've seen him before. You want to know where?
Yeah.
Here's the video that we actually saw him on before on this show.
This fucking stupid ass bitch trying to fucking tell me, oh yeah, yeah. You shouldn't record me when I'm dancing on the dance floor. Bitch, shut the fuck up, bitch. Don't fucking tell me what to do. I'm a goddamn man, stupid ass hoe. I'll do whatever the fuck I want to do because I'm a goddamn man. If I want to record you on the goddamn dance floor, I'm going to fucking record you on the goddamn dance floor. Shut the fuck up and carry on, stupid asshole.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's him.
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, though. He's a little more subdued in the other video.
Well, he's about to fuck. He knows it.
He's like,
I'm getting
down.
Hooked up with this bitch. I'm about to fuck her.
Yeah.
And here he's a little frustrated because somebody had the audacity to say, don't record me.
A little amped up.
He also has, like, am I wrong? Like, good skin?
Really good skin. Great
eyebrows?
Great mouth.
Full eyebrows?
Smooth chest.
I gotta say, man, whatever you're doing.
Looks great.
Keep doing it.
I thought you were gonna say that he's a trans.
I know you did. I know you did. No, no.
How'd you know?
Because I could just, I can read you.
May I tell you, so what gave that impression was that the chest up looked masculine, but then his body from below looked a little soft.
I'm a goddamn man.
Yeah.
Feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, this is the...
See, like, the stomach?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe he's a trans person, because...
That room is...
Yeah, that's
what... What is that?
That room
noise?
Is... I'll say this. The room's a disaster.
Is that a cat? A for cat the, play air? A PlayStation for the cat?
Yeah. And also for...
Litter box is
thing.
Out, too. That looks
I've
good.
Been this guy. Like, I've been
that's
the
how
guy...
I met you.
Yeah, with the mattress on the floor and everything. Yes. But to be fair, I was 21, 22.
Sure.
I think as you get older, if your life becomes I fuck hoes and you're aging, you have to update the surround, right? Like the place
well,
has to be.
For sure. If he wants to bring a lady back to his place.
That's a horrible setup.
First of all, I do think the cat
that's
litter.
That's the only legitimate critique of
Eddie,
you.
Eddie, you're a cat guy. Is that a litter box that's just out in his room?
It's not just a litter box. It's a litter box filled with shit. Let me tell you, that room smells like dog shit. It's horrible.
I mean, that'll catch it. The room full of cat shit smells?
It's crazy. Here's the thing. There's nothing else worth criticizing you about. Literally. You are perfect in every sense of the word. But we've got to update your room, man. We got to get something on the walls. You got these bare walls.
Put the cat box in the bathroom,
right? There's like an orange light coming from something in the background. And there's just shit all over your floor. And yeah, you got to empty the litter box. That is it. Once you do that, you are perfect.
Flawless. It is Alaska, though. Yeah. He might be depressed because there's no sunshine.
True. Yeah.
What is that? Is that's that the noise guys make flexing. On the flex?
That's his flexing noise.
Yeah. He's a sweet guy. Ah,
man.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. I also love that he was like, "Yeah, this chick I'm gonna, my friend hooked me up. We're definitely gonna fuck."
He's so certain.
Like, there's no, definitely gonna fuck. She has no say in this. He's like, "I'm fucking her."
We definitely fucking when I meet her.
When I meet her, yeah, cool. Well, I would love to get an update from her. If there's any way to track her down, if anybody saw that photo,
there's like 10 people in Alaska. Get her.
If anybody saw this and knows who this is, please, for the love of God, have this woman contact us.
So presumptuous.
I'm begging you.
Yeah, he's like, "We fucking soon. Love her tits." Jesus Christ. I'll say, like, dude, bro.
And also, if you're her, for that, for like somebody to use your photo,
yeah, but
I was like, "You see this person? Nice tits. I'll fuck you in a minute." It's so disrespectful.
It's so gross.
It's crazy. Oh, Jesus. Man. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Jeez.
That's so good.
I don't know, dude.
No?
It's just wild. I never kicked it with dudes like this, you know?
Why not?
I never kicked it with dudes.
You want to see another cool guy for Christmas? Merry Christmas.
Is this the real life? Or is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Oh, it hurts watching. Does
I'm
it
just
hurt?
A poor boy.
All right, dude.
I know exactly
calm.
What's going on here. I know exactly what's going on here. He wants praise. He wants people to be like, because there's people who can't do any of that. And yeah. He's like, "Look what I can do.
Look what I can do.
This is look what I can do." It's like when your little boys are like, "Watch me
watch
do
me
this.
My boy." Yeah. Yeah. You know, and
watch it, me spin in a circuit. And when they go like,
I know.
And they spin, you're supposed to go,
"He wants
wow.
us to say, look at your incredible dental work.
Yeah.
Look at your teeth.
And look at those notes you can hit and the way you can do that."
But here's the deal, man. All I can see is how hard it is for him to sing like that.
Yeah.
And we're huge fans of Chaney Crabb. You know, the singer, she sings
that's
that
a
hardcore.
Professional, man.
This is, look.
No, Jamie, that's a pro.
She
that's
gave
different.
Us a tutorial. He's just going to ruin his body.
Apparently he does this, though. He does a lot of song covers.
I'm concerned for his vocal cords and his body.
Yeah, I don't know. He does it a lot, but he's definitely hitting
he's
those notes.
He's going to hurt himself.
And he definitely looks really aggressive.
Well, and he's got the prayer beads around his neck. I don't think he needs to meditate a little
more. You don't
more.
Think I can pull that off?
What?
Prayer beads, like as a look?
I can't wait for you to be a low-T king. I've told you this. I can't wait for your levels to drop and you get into meditation and yoga with me.
Let me tell you something. When the levels drop, the injections will go up. There's no fucking chance in hell.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want you to be like Sting. Maybe we turn vegan together in this next weird phase of our lives.
I think you are a lesbian, if that's what you want.
We move to Hawaii.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't want to do yoga retreats with me?
I want to do different kind of stuff. I want to do this kind of shit right here.
That's why his dick and balls?
Yeah. His phallus is, he's hanging his whole body
weight. It's always the Asians that are into this. Have you noticed that? The Asians are always into getting their nuts kicked, like the monks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Asians into doing stuff with their dick and balls so much?
Feels like you're tearing all kinds of stuff in there, though, right?
Your lingam.
Hey, well, your lingam's getting ripped apart.
I think it's a sign of virility and strength and dominance, and I like it.
Mm, you do?
We must bow down to our new Chinese
lords.
You like
that?
I do. I think it's hot. I think you should start working on this. Forget the cold plunge. I want you to start learning how to hang by your lingam.
Ugh.
Could you do...
That would fucking... I definitely can't handle that at all. First of all, I'm too girthy. There's not even a rope big enough to handle all this meat.
All right. No. We shouldn't even try it.
Hell no. None of that appeals to me.
No, this is insanity. I don't know why the Asians dig this shit so much, dude.
I do feel like we do see a lot of Asians in it.
They love it. They love having bricks put in their nuts and monks kicking nuts and pulling on the nuts. And
okay,
they
all
like
right.
to suffer. Even these Tibetans, you ever yeah. see them? The monks, they go out and they put like a wet sheet on themselves naked in the middle of winter. And they stay warm. They try to use their breath and their mind and stuff.
I mean, stay warm.
They love to harm themselves, these Asians. This is what it's all about. The self fucking, you know, harm.
Yeah.
They use their minds. Their minds are powerful, Tom.
Yeah, no, that's true. Flex. That is actually the lesson in yeah. all this is your mind.
Mind control.
You can deal with a lot more than you think you can deal with. But mm-hmm.
they're spitting on the West is what they're doing. Every
with their
time,
dicks.
That's right.
Their dicks are spitting on
he's
us.
He's pissing on you.
Yeah.
He's saying, look
no, it's
at
spit.
You.
It's spit. It's not piss. He's spitting through
see,
his
look
dick.
Look at you, you fucking weak Westerner. You see me? You see what I'm doing?
My whole body's hanging from my dong right now. Mm-hmm.
Fuck your capitalism, bitch.
Yeah.
Look at us. We dominate yeah. you. Yeah. It's power, dude. Strength. Do you know what the fuck they're doing?
They totally do. Asians, man. They just are more advanced.
Always. Mm. Can I have something I'd like to bring up before we break for our guests.
Okay.
I wanted to eat. Do you have foods that you're embarrassed to eat and that you will only eat in private? That's how embarrassed you are that you eat them.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Like what?
No, I feel like any real decadent indulgence is usually like a private one, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, this isn't
shameful.
Good for you. Yeah, you feel shame that like you're eating this bad treat. Yeah. It's usually not a public display. Usually, sometimes it is.
So like a hot fudge brownie sundae sure. would cause you to eat alone.
Yeah, anything like that. Yeah.
Sweet treats.
So. Sweet treats. I'm trying to think of if there's anything where I'm like, I don't want anyone seeing this.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to tell you mine. What?
I'm running through my head like what it is, you know. I'm trying to figure
I'm
out.
I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay, tell me yours.
I hate even the fucking word. I hate the words.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate them and I'm embarrassed to say them out loud because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I hate eating cottage cheese.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. I hate saying it. I hate eating it in front of people. I like how it tastes. I love the texture. I love everything about it. And I'm so mortified to say it or eat it in front of people. Can I say it? I brought it with me to eat today in the studio.
Yeah.
But as I was having my hair done, I was too embarrassed to take it out of my purse and eat it in front of another person.
Can I tell you something? Good. I think it's revolting.
It is.
It's probably.
It is.
I had it once when I was like, I'll throw up. I'll throw the fuck up. I'll puke all over this table.
And I love it. You know what I like about it? You can make it a sweet treat. You can make it a savory treat.
Stop. I don't want to talk about
it. I love it.
I don't want to talk about it.
And I'll never eat it in front of another soul. I can't eat it in front of people. That, and I also Good. Feel very private about yogurt. I think yogurt's a private
I love yogurt.
Food.
I have yogurt
I
every day.
And can I honestly, I kind of don't like watching you eat it.
Really?
I hate the way it leaves a trail on the spoon.
Yeah.
You know, when you, and then there's a little
and
bit
how
of
how did our boys ugh. Get this from you or something?
What?
Where they're like, I hate the smell of yogurt.
That's Ellis.
I know, but he's
it.
Like, stay over there. I can't even smell it.
He hates yogurt.
I know. It's so funny. I'm like, really? He goes, God, I can smell it. I'm feeling sick right now. I'm like, I'm smelling yogurt.
He hates it.
He hates
has
it.
An aversion.
But yeah, but then his brother imitates him. He's like, I hate yogurt too. Okay, dude.
He likes yogurt.
Yeah, liar.
He calls it magic yogurt because they put strawberry jam in it. And yeah. I gave it to him when he
Give
was
me
sick.
A magic,
magic yogurt, yeah. But cottage cheese, it's the most, what is it? Can you just Google? Like, I don't understand.
I almost killed him yesterday. I didn't tell you that.
Which one?
Our five-year-old.
Why?
He pulled my shirt like this.
Oof. He's being such a fucking asshole lately.
I know. But that's like, I think my pet peeve with kids. is a shirt pull.
Of course, or being physically harmed.
Pulling your shirt. If you fucking pull my shirt again, I'm going to knock your teeth out of your head. And he was like, he looked at me and he goes, you're joking, right? I go, yeah, I'm joking. I go, stop fucking pulling my shirt.
I hate it too. You know what I hate? He's doing this thing now where he sings the Gypsy King song.
Yeah.
Joby, yeah. Jabba. Yeah. Okay. And then he comes up behind me and he puts one hand on one of my butt cheeks and goes, Joby, Jabba. Joby, Jabba to my butt cheeks. And yeah. I'm like, stop this.
I know.
Okay. What is cottage cheese? Cottage cheese, sometimes called pot cheese, is creamed acid coagulated fresh cheese that is low in acidity and is washed during manufacture. Cottage cheese has but what is it? How is it made? It's
acid coagulated fresh cheese. I am going to throw up if we keep talking about this. I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to puke right on your lap.
Probably adding an acid to pasteurized milk, which causes a separation of the milk solids from the whey. Okay.
Are we done?
I love it. I love the texture. I just love it. I'll tie a pearl to it. But I won't eat it in front of a fucking living soul. It's like private. Or could you imagine sharing cottage cheese with somebody? Like, here's my spoon.
Ugh, I really hate it so much. Please, stop. My least favorite thing.
I know. I would argue that cottage cheese is everybody's least favorite.
Ugh.
How about in the, like, right? Isn't it the most revolting?
This might be the most disgusting thing we've ever talked about on the show.
Do you hate it?
I hate it.
I like it.
Horrible.
Of course
Chad does.
I like it, but I do eat it shamefully alone over the sink with nobody around.
Thank you, smart Chad.
So fucking weird of weird fucking Chad to do.
I eat it privately or sometimes I hoard it in the bedroom and I'll take it in our bedroom and just hide.
All right. This is officially too much for this show. This is a heavy segment topic. I don't want to ever talk about cottage cheese again, and make a note of that. All right. Let's take a quick break.
I'm so excited for our guest.
And we're back, and also back for the second time. He was just here with his new book, The Perfect Amount of Wrong. It's about the Chicago comedy scene from 1995 to 2009. Nice. It is Mike Bridenstine, woo-hoo! Everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
You got a book. Tell Christina what you just told me.
She wasn't there, but I've been on the show once before. I was on episode 28.
No!
Yeah. Is that Brian Redman's place? Redman's house. So yeah. This is like that
no
British
up
series, but yeah. Up every 7:50.
Holy cow.
You get to find out if any of the shit I was talking about in 2011 still happens.
That was a wild setup.
Crazy.
That was deep in the valley.
Yeah.
He was living in Burbank.
Yeah, the Burbank apartment that that must have been where you did it.
Yeah, and I did like Ari's podcast there back in the day.
Yeah,
all of ours.
Redman used to do like all of them.
Yeah.
He was like the producer of 10 podcasts. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And he was just like, just come over. And everybody would just show up. And
so I was asking him if anything had like happened for you guys since then.
Everything, yeah, same.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
What's crazy is this, I didn't realize.
Oh, Matt Bronger's on here.
Yeah. I mean, like, I remember.
Kyle Kinney.
It's cool that you wrote this book because I remember I moved to LA in 2002 and started stand-up that year.
Yeah.
And then slowly, I remember meeting all these guys, right? Like that, and you're like, "Where are you from? Chicago." Like,
yeah.
And it was like this slow realization, like, "Oh, there's just like this crew, and you guys all kind of knew each other."
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There was the scene was super small. There, Zany's was the only club on the north side, and they were like, "You guys don't even get an open mic." Like. All of the clubs closed in 95 when like stand up stopped being popular. So there's one club left and they were like, they did not nurture like a local scene. Mm-hmm. So everybody who was there probably to do Second City had to like start in bar shows. And there was like 50 dudes and 8 women.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we kind of all knew each other.
Sure.
And then like when we moved, Bronger and Kyle had been out in LA for a while. So they kind of like knew us from going, but there weren't that many, but all of them, you know, kind of
you guys tight.
Yeah.
So like when you got here, you're like, oh, I know, like, Kyle and Matt have my back kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It to a, they, we owe them a lot.
Really?
Yeah. They were very, I know you through Bronger, I want to say, because you guys had done New Faces like around the time that I moved.
We did. I also vividly remember the first time that I met Bronger. He was visiting LA and it was at her show, your show at Tangier.
Oh,
he came in and he had, he was like,
so funny.
He was wearing a blazer and he had that big, like, smile, and I was like, yeah, who's this fucking asshole, you know?
Yeah,
like, because he was so like, hi, how are you, know how it, like yeah, he greeted like this big cheerful greeting, and yeah, I was like, this guy's way too happy, you know. Like, I remember meeting him like that.
Yeah,
and he was super, you know, I became friends with him, but like I remember him coming to Tangier. I think he was like in town, you know, just checking it out actually.
Yeah.
And maybe asked for a spot or something.
Oh my gosh. And I remember, because I wasn't Bronger on a TV show at the time.
Well, he eventually was,
he got on
Mad TV.
TV.
Yeah,
but that,
like,
was later.
That was later. Okay, so I just heard that this guy was super funny, and like he just had such word of mouth credibility, and he was just, man.
He would come back to Chicago, and like people would always be like, "You got to see this guy," and I would be like, "Okay," because like at that time, like Kumail was there, like TJ Miller was like there, Pete Holmes was there. So when people would come back, like, I wasn't impressed. He came back and he did, like, he had this closer that he did, like, an owl impression.
Yeah, yeah, the owl bit.
And
so
he got a standing ovation.
God.
This is like Chicago crowds back in the day where if you said you were from Los Angeles and you went to Chicago, people were like, fuck
yeah,
you.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody says
like
it.
The whole crowd.
Everyone hates Angelina. Yeah. Well, yeah. Pretty universally hated.
Yeah. Across the board hated. But he came back, and so it was, if he or Kinane came back or John Roy came back, it was like a big deal.
Yeah, that's right. John. And then who's, because, oh, like, forgive me for not knowing, but didn't like you guys have somebody who everybody, like in your, in this clique, everybody was like, this dude's really funny, and he died?
Pat Bryce was his name.
That was
what?
His, okay.
Pat Bryce. See, we all knew TJ, of the people that I was in this, Bronger and Kyle were a little ahead of me. And of my crew, like, everybody knew TJ was going to be famous first. It was just, he had everything going. He booked like a pilot. He had everything going on.
I remember that too, because I had the same manager as TJ.
Yeah.
And I love this. I love telling you this.
Yeah.
I'm at, so for people that don't follow, you know, in stand, I think it's actually calmed down now, but there was a time where you're only, you thought the biggest thing in the world would be to get the Just for Laughs festival,
right,
in Montreal
or Aspen at that
or
time.
Aspen, and that everything happens there, and so when you get it, you're like, holy shit, like, I'm on my way, like, this yeah, is what it is.
Yeah.
So I go to that in 2007, and I'm a part of the New Faces thing with Bronger, Nikki Glaser, I don't know, a couple other people that are in this thing. And there's different shows, so I'm not we don't, not all
Bargatze
on the same.
In yours or no?
Was Bargatze in mine? I don't think so. I'd remember that.
Okay.
But I'm in the, you there's a lot of ride shares, right? Like Transpo's a whole thing at, yeah, these like festivals that have cities. So
yeah,
you're always kind of in the lobby at the curbside, and there's a multiple vans, and they're like, are you doing this? You jump in with these people. So you just, you're always like, because you don't know where anything is, right? And
right.
Montreal's kind of laid out like
also,
that.
If you're a new face, they hide you in a different hotel.
Yeah.
Really?
So everything is happening at the Hyatt or, yeah, like the main hotel. The new faces are like in a hostel, like blocks away from like this old
freshman
period before people had the internet and like could just see these guys, clips of them online.
Sure. So we're in this, I go do one of the new faces shows.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you know, I hope my life changes. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. And I'm riding with my manager. And he goes, he's like, how did, you know, it was good, right? Good. Yeah. Says whatever. Then he goes, you know, who's going to be huge.
Oh my God.
Who's going to be a star. And I'm like, I go, who? And he goes, TJ Miller. He's got it. He's going to be the, I was like, good. Good for him.
Yeah, what about me?
I was like, I'm riding with you, you asshole.
It's like that scene.
Just lie to me.
George Shapiro, like, disses Orny Adams to his face in,
yeah,
The Comedian.
Yeah.
But yeah, so TJ, we knew he was going to be first. Like, it seemed like Kumail, like, was up there. But this guy, Pat Bryce, first of all, he was cooler than all of us. Uh-huh. Like, all of us, whoa, were big dorks who, like,
no, could, you guys were, like, the cool kids. What are you talking about?
Not there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, LA, yeah.
But
yeah,
Pat had, like, a natural coolness to him.
Yeah, women wanted to fuck him, mm-hmm. and we all wanted to be him.
Uh-huh.
And he was the funniest. And then he passed away in 2007. I think that was the moment that a lot of us were like, fuck, like, life is short. Let's fucking go to LA. That's when you saw like a big wave of people like move out in like 2007.
Like, let's not waste time.
I wasn't doing comedy during 9/11, like right after. And I don't remember if 9/11 made me do comedy, but a lot of people were like, 9/11 made a lot of people be like, my job sucks. I could get, my building could get hit by a plane. I should go to an open mic. And I think that was like, fuck, that dude was like so talented and he didn't get to do it. So
how did he die?
Not sure. Since when you don't know, it's never great.
Oh.
But really?
Yeah.
Nobody knows?
Probably somebody knows, but like I would guess drugs.
Yeah.
I would guess. But
if they're young.
He was 29.
No.
Yeah. So that was like devastating for the scene. He was like, people always called him like our quarterback. Like, yeah. And so
everybody looked up to him. Yeah. And
I always have really vivid memories of seeing Kyle Kinane for the first time and being like, who's this fucking guy?
Yeah.
Where is he from? Because he's not from here.
Yeah.
And I remember he had this silly joke. It was such like a throwaway. It wasn't even a full bit. He would take the mic cord, wrap it around his bicep, and he go, lift in spirits. And that just made me laugh so much. Like, he's just so silly. He was so fun. And oh God, I was so jealous. I was like, these Chicago guys.
Yeah, he
are
was
partying.
Always cool as shit.
Yeah, he was. He's cooler than everybody.
Yeah, he has a cool factor for sure.
Yeah, and no one talks like him either.
No. His voice, also his vocabulary. You know, like it's kind of unexpected.
Yeah.
That like you realize you're like, oh, this guy, he's a reader.
Yeah.
He has
big words.
Yeah. That comes from all of those guys like Bronger, John Roy, Kinane. They would tell me about this guy, Dwayne Kennedy, that they all looked up to. And I kind of consider him like the Banksy of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board, everybody who's seen this guy, Dwayne Kennedy, is like, he's the greatest comedian of all time. Like, Chris Rock was like, supposedly said he was the best guy in New York when I was coming up.
Really?
Sarah Silverman is like, he should be a household name. He kind of disappears from comedy from the late 80s, like appears in Chicago in like the mid 90s and kind of Yodas these like young guys. And every now and then he'd pop up and do like a Letterman or pop up and do like a Kimmel, and people would be like, where the fuck does this guy do? Like, to get him on a show, you had to fax his dad.
What?
Yeah. Like
Dwayne
Kennedy.
Sounds about right.
There he is.
Oh,
yeah.
There he is. Really? Sounds like a real comic.
Yeah.
That's how they all are. Yeah.
It was like
fax his dad?
Yeah. Like, so this was a guy that would, he has a half hour on Showtime. He has Lettermans, but no one's heard of this guy and he doesn't want to be found.
Wow.
So it's like,
wild.
Is he still?
He'll do like the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago, or he'll do like, he'll open for people. He has an Emmy for writing for Kamau Bell. Like, just like this. So Hari Kondabolu, like, and Kamau Bell, like, forced him kind of to put out an album in mm-hmm. 2020, and it's called Who the Hell is Dwayne Kennedy? And so it's like one of those things that, like, if you know, you know, but
I gotta listen.
So this was, yeah, I got, now I want to check
now
it
I
out too.
Download it.
This was the guy that kind of, Kinane bombed his first time going up, or he thought he bombed, and this guy took him aside and was like, you should keep doing this. And he was like, well, fuck, if that guy told me I have to
really
keep going, then I do.
Those are like the comedy angels, you know, when you're starting out, and just, it just takes that one upperclassman to say something remotely positive
right.
to you, and it changes your whole life. It's so cool.
And you remember those compliments like
forever.
Yeah, they stay with you.
Like
forever.
If either one of you walked up to some open micer and were like, that was great, like, or that joke was funny, they will remember that the rest of their life.
Like, that's unfunny, bitch. The stupid bitch. Who? Wow.
Oh my God. And then Hannibal.
Yeah, of course.
Came from that
scene.
You guys
yeah.
had such heavy hitters.
Yeah, I
Beth
remember
Stelling.
Hannibal
Stelling's
also.
From there, right?
Yep, and Cameron Esposito is also.
Cameron.
Hannibal hit the scene though.
So good.
Well, you like you know the origins of it, but what I remember is just somebody being like, "Hey, did you see this guy on?" It was like Letterman or I don't know, one of the late night shows.
Yeah.
So I saw the set and I was like, "Wow, that's really funny." Like it was like, "This is really funny."
Yeah.
And then I was in Melbourne, Australia with him doing the Melbourne Festival.
Yeah.
doing the shows every night, and then everybody. So we were on the shows together. Mm-hmm. It was him, me, and Moshe Kasher. Mm-hmm. And people would come up to us and be like, "Hey, have you seen that guy Hannibal? He's great." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm on the show with him."
You know who's gonna be huge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah." And then people would be like, "Oh man, I saw a Hannibal set last night." And I was like, "That means you saw my set too." And he was like, just.
Do you know how many times in my life somebody's walked up to the feature and I could hear them and been like, "You should have headlined."
Oh yeah, of course.
That's like, I think every, don't you always, or the worst is when you go pee and the audience is there.
You
and
can hear them talking.
How much they hated you. Like, thank you.
I actually think it's almost worse though when you feature and someone does that. Says it to you, and you know that you're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
You're right, but shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Pull me aside and tell me that.
This feels shitty.
Yeah, it feels bad. Yeah.
Even, well, this is just my insecurity, but like, let's say I sell out like a big venue, and then the guy always, the booker, will be like, "Yeah, you know who did two sold out shows though? So and so." Like, God damn it.
It never ends for you, even
you
for.
Fucking cut. Like, let me have the one thing.
Yeah.
You fucks.
Treat me special today.
Yeah. Just pretend. Or, like, you know who was really fun last week? Burt Kreischer. And you're like, "I know, I'm not fun."
Did they say that to me?
They still say that to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get that.
I did something and they're like, "This is great. Two shows at this venue is incredible." And then you're like, "Oh, awesome." And they're like, "Chappelle did six."
Yeah.
And you're like, "You mean the biggest comedian of all time?" Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out to me. I'm not number one all time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Thank you.
There's always someone better.
When Hannibal started, he got new faces in 2006. So he kind of, Robbie Prah, I've talked to him about this. So Netflix's Robbie Prah saw in Hannibal before like anybody, he got it before all the people that we mentioned. So it was kind of like a shock for people at that point that he was, because he wasn't considered one of the best at that point, and he got so good so fast that it kind of shocked people.
Yeah. I also remember specifically this thing, which I also thought was wild, and it came true, which is we were walking around Melbourne, and, you know, we spent 2 weeks together. We're doing these shows for 2 weeks. We're talking about just, you know, what's next kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Yeah, I really want to get the Presents, you know, which is the half hour, that the Comedy Central half hour special, like, because that's the next step." And I was like, "Don't you want to do that?" And he was like, "I think I'm just gonna skip that and just go straight to an hour." And I was like, "What? Like, who? How can someone do that?" You know, I really was like, "How can somebody?" I was like, "Really? Like, isn't that a crazy idea?" And he was like, "Mm-mm." And then,
then he did it.
And then he just did it. Yeah,
he's like, I'm gonna ruin Bill Cosby's life.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Can I tell you something? I was in Amsterdam recording something with Burt Kreischer, and Hannibal, a few other comics back in the day for Showtime. And I remember we did like warm-up sets the night before you tape. And I don't know if you know this, but English is not their first language in Amsterdam. So I was like, this is fucking bomb city. Like, well, I'm just going to eat dicks. And of course, I eat fucking dicks. Everyone's eating dicks. Hannibal Buress does not eat dicks.
Really?
And he got up there and he was talking about, you eat a sandwich and then you take the pickle juice and then you sprinkle the pickle juice on it. And the people were just like falling down. Yeah. And this is like in another language, this guy's crushing.
He's going slower.
Yeah.
Yo.
The first time I saw him destroy, it was still new to me. I still hadn't seen him have like a killer set. And he went up at Zany's and he's like, they have a chalkboard at the fire station. And he's like, so what do they do there? There's a fire. You got to put water on the fire. And it's like it was just like people were falling like out of their seats, like smacking the, and he had done like, it was a guest set too. Like it wasn't, there was
super slow cadence,
super slow. And they were just like, slow down everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Super yeah. Cause you also cadence. See that the nervous comic or the comic who's not solid in their stuff goes fast, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, let me run through this and hopefully you'll laugh. And they get louder and crazier.
Yeah.
And then like people, like, cause that Ron White thing, right? Ron is like,
when you're doing bad, slow down. When you're doing good, slow down.
It's
great.
But it's great. It's especially great if you know what you're doing, you know, when it's good.
The crowd
it's
wants
better.
To think that you're driving the bus.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
That's like a Eddie Brill thing too. He would like, if you think you're going too slow, slow down.
Oh yeah, Eddie Brill used to say that. That's
he had a
right.
thing like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it too. We don't entertain people. We don't entertain theater goers. You're entertaining drunks. So when you think about think about when you're drunk, you're not processing. And these people are sometimes getting fucking wasted.
You gotta give it to them how they can consume it.
Slowly. Especially in the South. You gotta slow it down. Just culturally get a little slower.
Did you hear people say Chicago a lot?
Never once.
What?
Do you know that this is the funniest thing.
We say it all
Christina
the time.
Christina was like, so you going to Chicago? And I'd be like, Chicago? And I was like, who the fuck? She goes, yeah, people say that all the time. I go, I've never heard that. That week, I go to the airport. This is LAX. We're living in LA. And I actually go into like Denver, but I'm in the United terminal. And I see this lady and she's leaned over this thing. And she goes, all right, flight 267 to Chicago is boarding. I was like, holy shit. Like, people do say that stupid shit. Just throw an R in there out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's a non-existent R.
I'll start saying it. I'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I was in Chicago.
Does what you call New York catch on?
Oh, it's the Jew dork titties.
Yeah.
We call it Jew dork.
You. More than anyone. Yeah. You also say mini apple tits.
Huge tits.
That's a good one.
That's fun.
That one's amazing.
That was great. Fart Lauderdale is my favorite.
That's the best one.
I think that's really good.
Orlando.
Oh, there's a lot there.
Fill her up, Delphia.
Fill her up, Delphia.
Yeah.
Meat Rattle.
Meat Rattle.
Speaking of, I just added a show in Meat Rattle. Yeah. Buy your tickets now. CreepyOnline.com. I should have said that earlier.
What is a meat rattle? Like a hand job?
Whoa! I don't even know what it is. I just like the sound of it. But it is, dude. Yeah. Righto. That's so smart.
Thank you.
Do you still go back to Chicago?
Yeah, I was just back in Chicago. I'm trying it.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago doing for the book release.
Chicago.
I like to do the Lincoln Lodge there. They have it's a beautiful like a three. You it's too small for you.
No, I just did
the Lincoln Lodge.
A small theater there, like a 300 seater.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
In Spanish or something?
No, no. No. I was in Chicago the night before my Gary, Indiana casino gig.
That's fun.
And my agent was like, do you want to do this small, it was a cool little room. Is it the Den?
The Den is, yeah, the Den is like a, it's like a gold, like fancy, like kind of.
Yeah, it kind of looks like I don't know, like a gentleman's quarters or something.
Sure,
right?
Sure,
like,
sure. I've never been, I walked past it because I did a bookstore.
That
right?
Show was awesome, by
was
the way.
Was it? Okay.
It was great.
It confuses me because when the big open mic that people consider like the greatest open mic of all time, possibly, mm-hmm. is called the Lion's Den, and people refer to it as the Den.
Oh.
And then this place is called the Den, so I get it both
that's,
confused.
That's
in my
the one
head.
I did, though, I think,
okay.
The Den.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, I was doing WGN, I was doing television for this, and I saw Sam Morrill walking out, and I said hi to him. Oh. I go, oh, are you doing Zanies this weekend? And he goes, oh, Chicago Theater? I was like, all right, see you later. Like, it was just one of those, like, fuck me. I forget people are... Yeah. Blowing up.
Yeah, so. No, people are blowing up left and right. It's crazy.
Soldier Field. Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go fucking.
You know where the Bears play? Yeah. It's called. Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. So you went there for the book release.
For the book release. And then, yeah, just mostly eat like a pig and head back to LA.
What's your favorite Chicago spot?
Pequod's Pizza.
Pequod's?
Pequod's.
Deep Dish?
Deep Dish. A lot of people get mad about Deep Dish. This one has caramelized crust, I think is pretty good.
Oh.
And right next to it is Potbelly. If you're feeling like a big fatso, there's a there's a sub sandwich spot right there.
Oh yeah,
damn.
I like to do that to my body.
Is that? Are you? Do you prefer Deep Dish? Is that
I
your
think
favorite?
I do. There was one place in LA that had it, Masa, like in Echo Park.
Hey, that's a good one.
But it was like not quite right.
Mm.
I know what you're going to say. You're like, it's because of the water and because of the stove.
I don't even know about that.
Oh, that's what people say about Jew dork titties pizza.
Yeah, they do.
And they're like, it's so much better because of the water and the stones. I don't know.
Oh, they fly. There's that big thing about bagels, too. They're like, yeah, they use the water in Brooklyn is better. Yeah. So they'll like transport the water.
I'm not like a scientist. I don't know if that's possible. I just know that in Chicago, they love doing terrible things to the insides of their bodies.
Yeah.
When we moved, by the way, when we moved all to LA, the amount of drinking that we did, like everybody like in Chicago is like, that's what you do. In LA, everybody once was like, what the fuck you guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's so
like,
true.
Like, we horrified people.
Yeah, I went out drinking with you guys one time early on. Yeah. I was like, these guys are really
Bronger,
fucking fucked up.
Canane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are two people that you would Big. Have a problem drinking
Pints. With. Yeah. Oh, and Hannibal, too.
He's quit drinking.
Yeah.
I quit drinking.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like 6 years, almost 7 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, everything's easier.
Is life
yeah.
better?
Yeah, life is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was getting
you know
too hard.
Hasn't quit drinking?
No.
That guy. Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
Houston.
Get off!
Texas, baby. Houston.
He got a lift, though.
That Yo. Was...
Yes, it did!
That's smart.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. If you're like just trying to get around the city.
That's what Marty McFly would do yeah. in oh, Back yeah. to the Future.
Hold on.
Yeah, but he'd yeah. do it more. He'd kind of sneak
Skateboards.
It.
Yeah. Pretty
Dude
cool.
Dude is wild.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
What would
yeah.
you do? You could stop the car, too. I mean, do you stop the car? Because then what if that guy's trying to attack you?
Does that guy know that guy? Or is
I
it
don't
no.
think so. No, I think it's like, really, you have to be, ready to call an audible. Meaning, if the guy feels threatening, then you gun it as hard as you can and then you slam on the brakes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
If you feel threatened.
Yeah.
Or you see him and he's a few feet in front, you run him over and then you go like, I was scared. But if you don't feel threatened, then I think you gradually slow down and you let him off like that.
Now you're a service.
Wow.
Yeah.
His face is like, am I in trouble
He's
for
like,
this?
Yeah. Bro. Yeah.
His face is like, I'm good, right? Like yeah. I didn't do anything wrong.
So weird.
I just saw a video. I see some really wild video. My algorithm is insane on Instagram now.
Yeah.
It's so many murders and deaths, accidents, fires and shit.
Yeah.
But there's this thing that like when people have dash cams, you know, on their cars.
Yeah.
And they're coming from this on ramp, and the car Whoa. In front stops about, let's say, 15 feet ahead of the car that's recording.
Yeah.
And both sides doors open, people get out of the car, and the driver of the car with the dash cam that's behind this car just guns it, hits the dude, tears the doors off of this because they were going to rob him, you know? They got out and just fucking pushes the car, just destroys it and it gets on the highway.
You got
like,
to,
Whoa!
I guess.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a couple like that and they're usually in Mexico or South America, yeah. as was this one. It was in Santiago, Chile.
That's
yeah.
very fun.
Yeah.
Where do you think the worst drive, if you had like a dash cam on your car, where are the worst drivers? Is it
the
San
States?
Fernando Valley?
Oh, no. South Florida.
South Florida?
Well, it's the most aggressive.
I'm
it's the most aggressive. And it's, let's be honest, it's because they're not like us. It's it's a lot of Caribbean drivers, lawless places.
That's
it's,
a section in Us Weekly. Yeah. Miami, they're not like
they're
us.
They're not like us. It's like Latin America, which is crazy to drive. If you've ever driven in
but
Latin
like,
America, it's fucking nuts.
But not just, it's four Latin American countries in one.
More, yeah, more.
Yeah, it's wild.
Cuba.
Yeah.
There's Cubans there, there's Venezuelans there, there's Colombians
Don't
there.
Forget Puerto Rico.
There's Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Haitians. Yeah, there's everything. Everything in the Caribbean and South America is all there.
Yeah.
And they're all from places where you go, you give $20 to the cop, you drive in and out, you ignore, you know, red lights or suggestions. You know, you don't like so driving there, it feels chaotic.
My sister lived in Lima, and I know that you
yeah.
have
been I've driven there.
That was bonkers.
Completely crazy.
Bonkers.
One of the craziest places I've ever driven in my life.
It's like, there's
Actually,
no
it has
lanes.
To be.
It's just like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got one more. Have you seen India?
Oh, yeah. That's probably...
Yeah, that's probably... That's probably.
Google like India traffic.
Yeah.
Like, they just go in circles.
Also, people
swirls,
get... That's
like,
where... And Instagram shows me that if you get hit... By a vehicle, everybody just keeps going.
Yeah,
like
they just kick your body.
Yeah,
to
people
the
just
side.
Look and they're just like, "That's." What
Isn't
happens.
There like a thing where they're totally cool with like people just
look
like ride
chaos.
Up on them?
Look, it's pedestrians, bikes,
yeah.
buses,
all together. But I'm telling you, if something bad happens here, they don't go like, "Everyone stop."
Yeah, no.
It's like just, we have places to
you
be.
You just keep going.
Listen, there's a lot of us. We keep going.
Yeah, you keep going, dude. Like, everything's such a close call here that we're seeing.
Oh, yeah. There's... It's gnarly. Look at that.
And there's
yeah.
bicycles and yeah. animals.
No, there's a camel.
Yeah. And people just...
and a fucking go-kart.
Look at this shit.
That's my nightmare.
What are those called? Tuk-tuks? Is that what
yes,
that is?
Yes,
like, that amongst bicyclists?
This at least looks way crazier than anything I've experienced.
Is this Lima bad? Lima's just cars.
Lima's cars,
but it feels completely lawless. It really does. It does feel
so scary.
It does.
But pisco sours are delicious.
Delicious.
And the food is good.
Yeah.
Would you ever go as a tourist to Uzbekistan?
I've been to Armenia. I don't know anything about Uzbekistan.
Oh, you want to see some cool shit?
Oh, no,
boy. Do you want to go to Kyrgyzstan?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is it?
This is how we got scammed and had a babushka try to kill us.
These a gypsy.
Taxi drivers swarmed our car as soon as we arrived at the central bus station. These guys are super aggressive for absolutely no reason. We explained to one of the drivers that we needed a ride to the border, not a city or town, to the border, and he agreed. 4 hours later, when we got to the city, we were 50 kilometers away from the border, and he told us to get out of his car. We shouldn't have paid him until we got to our destination. We tried to get another shared taxi to the border, and this babushka asked us for money. When we said no, she became angry, started swearing at us, throwing rocks at us, and followed us. Eventually, some locals came and told her to leave. We couldn't get a ride to the border, so we got a hotel room near the bus station. Hopefully, we can get a bus in the morning.
Cool, right?
I want bad things to happen to them.
Yeah!
For being such assholes?
Haley and Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dopes.
Oh, you saw an unhoused woman in Uzbekistan with no teeth.
That's like, a gypsy.
A tzigan.
This is unreal, dude.
Yeah. We just like to experiment and we love adventure.
Why did they? Okay. They just want to go places and be like, this isn't like San Diego or whatever.
This is totally different. People are eating off the floor.
Culture.
I don't like them.
These men were angry for no reason.
Here's another vacation tip.
You're lucky they didn't stab you.
If you're plus size, there's 5 reasons you should travel with other plus size people. First, you're going to be traveling with people that understand what it's like to live in a larger body. Second, you have way more chances to swap clothes. There's no waiting around looking at jewelry and accessories because it's plus size friendly stores only. And you can pick up tips and tricks from others to make your life more comfortable. Finally, you'll see you don't have to lose weight to travel and you'll be surrounded by people that prove that.
They look happy.
Yeah, they do seem like having a good time.
Hi, I'm hoping to use your customer of size policy today.
Customer of size?
Yes, I'm leaving, yes. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your help.
Free extra seat. I didn't realize you get a free
one. You get to pre-board and get a free extra seat at
even
no cost.
Even on fully booked flights.
Thank you very much.
What?
Thank you.
That's I got to gain 200 pounds.
You get free seats?
Yeah.
Dude, you can do
it. The rest of my
it.
Life would suck, but yeah. Free seat? Worth
free seat
it.
Is wild.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Southwest is the only airline with this policy for customers of size. It should be the industry norm. No, it shouldn't. Southwest, stop doing this immediately.
I saw a guy at my gate on the way here, and I was just like, I hope he's not next to me.
Of course.
Of course.
Like,
you gotta be fucking retarded as fuck to not lose weight.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I don't think we should support
it. You can fucking try me, fatso.
That is crazy that they just go, oh, it's a fully booked flight, but we got a fatty. So you're not going to go.
Yeah.
You're going to get two seats.
They're going to bump somebody so that you can have two seats.
By the way, people always used to tell me that we looked alike.
All the time.
Yeah.
I used to hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it as much anymore.
I got so many people being like, dude, I just saw you in that commercial.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I didn't do a commercial. And they're like, it's fucking, and like, they would compliment me. Like, you were hilarious in that commercial.
I managed the lyric hype here in Silver Lake, and people, like, open micers come in and they think I'm you.
Really?
Aww. Yeah, a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it a whole bunch.
That's nice.
I think we have both have the same dumb lost look in our eyes.
Beautiful, though.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, nice. You both have blue eyes.
Yeah, we
too.
Have blue eyes.
Aww.
Yeah. I didn't realize. And then
our wives look the same.
Our wives are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Same hair. Same
everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same mouth.
Same. So you just need glasses. Do you have dad glasses? Yeah. Like,
I should
eyes.
Get some.
Those are your like, eyes bad?
How would they look at me like that?
No, try it out.
Oh. Try those.
Hell yeah, dog.
Are these prescription? No.
Yeah. No, they're prescripts, but they're just mild readers.
They're mild, yeah.
Yeah, you guys look great.
Yeah.
We should do side by side. Can you edit this later?
My brother Brido's here today.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Do we look the same?
Yeah.
Look.
Well, that's kind of weird. Dude.
Spider-Man?
You guys are such...
It wouldn't count. We look the same.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, like, yeah, this wait. Is, why if you is were it? To be gay, just hold on. Yeah. Just hear me out. Would you do it with Brido?
If please, I was please
like
say yes.
Somebody that you look just like.
I mean, it'd be easier.
Right.
Yeah.
How about you, Mike?
I mean, I gotta say yes too. Then yeah, I wouldn't be like no.
Cause yeah, because then yeah. You just be like with yourself.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be crazy for us to do a gay scene. If you want to do it, I'm fine with it.
If the money's right, I mean, yeah, sure.
That's what I'm thinking.
$100,
dude. 100, yeah.
OnlyFans.
I was gonna say 20.
Huh? That would be pretty cute.
OnlyFans. That'd be crazy to start an OnlyFans and just have one video we post. It's just you and I having crazy hardcore sex. And then be like, that's it. That's all you get.
That's why you brought me here.
Yeah.
We
have a studio room over there that can.
Is there a genre of porn where people who look alike fuck?
Doppelbangers.
Bro, that was so good.
That was so good.
Yeah, doppelbangers. Someone's a professional. Damn.
I could write copy for
meat rattle and doppelbangers. You got it. Dude, doppelbangers. Yeah. That's
did
such
you do
a good
Second
idea.
City? Because it seems like you did.
Yes, and doppelbangers.
Yes, that was good.
Thank you. Doppelbangers.
Dude, doppelbangers.
Why does this say this is my brother, though? This is Tom's long-lost brother.
Drug test culture. Okay, no, but like, see, like, the cool thing about urine drug test culture is that, like, they don't differentiate, like, crack from powder cocaine.
That's
like,
cool.
If they did, that would really suck.
Yeah,
but is that rude?
Every time I smoke crack and failed a drug test, I can just say, oh, I did a little cocaine. And it seems like way more chill, you know what I mean? When in reality, I was on Six in San Pedro in a motherfucker's tent smoking on caviar. You know what the fuck I was saying, boy? Get the fuck out of here, boy.
I like him.
Smoking on caviar, boy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This guy's a good time. Yeah. This guy's fucking amazing.
I don't think he's rude. Yeah.
No. So,
you know, fuck I was saying, boy.
Six in San Pedro. Shit. I know where he's used to
Long
get down.
Beach.
Yeah.
That's South Bay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That is my brother. Thanks, everybody.
That like, means he's mine? That means he's my brother.
That is yours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Wet Brian.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's so cool.
I would like to meet Wet Brian.
Yeah. He looks just like you.
I guess.
Yeah. That's your bro too, man.
Cool.
He's rude.
He's rude.
Yeah.
Can we do talks today?
Sure.
Yes. You Brido, are you on TikTok by any chance?
Barely.
Cool. Well, I want to show you. Oh. Show some respect. I like to find the outliers of TikTok, so we're not going to watch cute girls dancing or people singing. This
yeah, nothing that you would enjoy.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me with some shit I would hate.
Yeah.
Here
we go.
You'll feel sick.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Woo. Woo. Damn.
Wow. Oh. So one of my favorite lanes of TikTok is the new martial artist kind of thing where it's like the guy who's like, I can fight. And he doesn't really have to say anything. He just puts on the demonstration.
I mean, he's showing, not telling.
Yeah. Which is always better.
Those kicks look like they might destroy you.
Yeah.
Those are roundhouse, bros.
Yeah.
Little secret, he speeds up the footage. But
yeah.
But
what
still.
Country? Is this is not America.
German.
I think
oh,
so.
That's ambitious. I'm going to go deep Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, I think it's a little further east.
You recognize
this is my
your
tribe.
Own?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's like Croatian or some shit.
Okay. Well,
either way.
Is he at a doctor's
office? You know how I know? There's too many doors. Freaking in Eastern Europe, there's like 10 doors for no reason.
Yeah.
Like everything's a room, bro. Like, you know, okay. You can have open concept, homie.
I got six rooms. You're like, damn, you got a big house? No, it's a fucking studio apartment.
There's some fucking doors.
High cabinets.
Yes.
Like that shelf makes no sense.
None.
It's the
it's
worst.
It's just bullshit. Somebody was just like, put shelf here.
Yeah.
Put things on here.
Fucking sucks.
Coat rack. Bend it.
Bro, I remember we had this apartment in Hungary. Like, we go stay there like once a year for holidays and shit. Fucking so many doors. It was just a small one bedroom. And like one bed. I had to close this door, close that door just to take a shit. And then if I want to take a shower, the heater box is on top of the shower, right? Like you have to, you turn on a switch and you hear it go, whoa, and then the gas turns on and then it heats up the water. It was the jankiest
shit.
Like,
this sucks.
Yo, and then the toilet, The toilets are different in Eastern Europe. It's like it's porcelain here, so you shit on top of porcelain. There's no water. And then you flush, and the water comes and flushes the turd down. So you smell your shit as you're shitting.
Like a trap door?
No, just like a shelf. It's a shit shelf, right? Like this is your you shit on porcelain.
Okay.
And then the water comes and the turd slides down so into fun, a pool of water.
It's fun for the turd.
Dude, it's so much fun for a turd. That's why they do it.
I got a turd brewing right now. Here, let's get through this. Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a new trend on TikTok where stupid bitches are getting freckles tattooed onto their faces.
Those are freckles?
Yeah. Well, they're manufactured freckles. They're not real freckles.
So eventually...
I thought that was me in seventh grade.
These are tattooing freckles. And
how fucking stupid.
So dumb.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, I want to look trashier. Can I pay for this?
Damn.
Yeah. That's the thing is that you know what the thing is like you, it's so obvious that these are not genuine. You know what I mean? Like somebody with freckles, natural, you're like, oh, that's like, it's appealing. It can look cute, but this looks like somebody stabbed their face with an apparatus.
Did they just get it done though? Maybe it heals and it looks
a little more natural.
Maybe.
Yeah. This is like fresh. Maybe fresh ink.
They're like, you know, Prince didn't look like he had plastic surgery, even though he clearly must have.
For sure.
So maybe these heal.
That's what everyone's holding on to here. I'm going to look like Prince.
Freckled Prince.
Danny, if you're non-binary and don't identify as a man or a woman,
that's me.
Then what does your child call you? This is another commonly asked question I receive, so I want to spend some time talking about my own personal experience of what my child calls me.
That was the most pregnant person.
So huge.
That non-binary parents may use instead of mom or dad. But I also want to point out that sometimes non-binary people use binary terms because it's what's the safest or easiest.
Oh, it's okay. Not confusing.
Or
thank you.
What feels the most right to them. Personally, my child calls me Papa. And even though it's a binary term, it's what feels the warmest and softest to me. I tried on other terms Dad and Poppy, but none of them felt right, quite like Papa does. And even though I'm non-binary, I still sometimes refer to myself as a seahorse dad. I got to give birth to my baby, but...
What the fuck is a seahorse?
Seahorses, males give birth?
That's what that is? And I believe seahorses can be either gender.
Oh.
Like, they actually can be either or. Oh, the male gets pregnant and gives birth. Bro, I say we seahorse. I would wish we could have seahorsed a few things in our having kids.
Men can seahorse their whole lives.
Bro, why don't you... So just for people listening, this is a woman who had cut her breasts off. I don't know.
She transitioned.
She transitioned, right? And she's she's a he, and now he's having babies. And that this is Danny.
But there's
the
a phenomena in nature where seahorses can give birth to the child. Okay.
Just anecdotally, dudes have cuter babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. I think men are better at everything.
Oh my God. Shut.
Men have cuter babies.
That's so true. I'll say this,
exhibit
sir.
A.
I'll say this, Papa. You did so much better than any broad could do.
Oh my God. I hate you so much. You're the fucking worst.
That does not make me a mom or a mother. I'm simply a papa who got to give birth.
Cuter I will baby. Say this. This is it's very nice. And the baby's adorable. This guy's voice is fucking weird as shit. I hate his whisper. It's making my spine tingle.
Yeah, it's the ASMR approach to the
God, learn how to fucking project.
Yeah, talk.
And then called me Papa. What the fuck are you doing,
man? Just talk.
Are you seducing me?
I mean, a little. He's horny, yeah.
Okay, you guys might think this is really weird, gross, and woo-woo, but hear me out. So I use period underwear and washable reusable pads. And every month I soak them in water to get the blood out, bring them out to wash them, and then I add more water to the bloody water to make a sort of diluted blood water fertilizer that I use to water my plants. Period blood is really rich in minerals like potassium, nitrogen, phosphorus, and iron, all of which are incredibly healthy for plants. And this is one way that I can have a reciprocal relationship with my plants.
Reciprocal relationship!
They bring me so much joy and green, especially in the wintertime. And I can nourish them in return.
This is how a horror movie starts.
Nothing
the plants become
I feel
evil.
Connected to nature, and I wonder if you've ever given this a try.
When we were in Florida,
I'm doing it right now.
When we were in Florida, I had a dinner with high school friends, and they go, "Do you remember so and so?" And I was like, "No."
Yeah.
And they're like, "She was in our class," and I go, "I don't fucking remember." They're like, well, she's one of these menstrual blood ones now who posts, like, and she has posts are like, today I bathed in my blood. I was like, I don't remember her at all. And I had a small class, and they're like, she was, they go, she was fucking weird as shit.
You remember her now?
She didn't get a lot of attention in high school.
Yeah, now, dude, she's doing this
now
shit.
She's, yeah.
Can I tell you, here's, this Kool-Aid, is so man. Fucking amazing. So she's like, I menstruate. Hold on. Just, you realize, like, to harvest your period blood is wild, too. The way she does it, she menstruates into reusable pads or underwear, just like free bleeding. And then you marinate it in water to get all the blood out. Hold on, don't you dare forward what I'm about to say. Here's the craziest part though, yeah. About she's spraying her plants with her menstrual
blood.
Yeah, her
pussy blood is sprayed all over her apartment.
That living room stinks.
That's what I'm saying. In her fucking inner apartment. And it's winter, so she ain't opening those windows.
She got a crack. It smells like pennies in there.
What do you think this is? Why is somebody doing insisting?
Because
does it make it better? Is it worth it?
Here's why. Because the internet, and people are bored, but the internet has convinced you in some weird way that everything that is natural is therefore good. Like, your period blood is natural. It's got these irons and vitamins. Blood. Don't waste this nature's bounty. It's like the urine therapy people. It's like just some stuff your body excretes for a reason.
Yeah.
You're excreting it, bro. You're not meant to drink it or recycle it, homie.
You can lap it up. I've done that before when it's like a cool chick.
Stop it. I'm going to fucking puke on myself. Yeah, I like it. Stop it.
That's too far.
Yeah. That's so gross. But look, it kind of looks like Kool-Aid, though. It looks nice. She got a nice shade.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a sun tea?
I keep forgetting when I look over that it is fucking unsweetened tea, you know? And I'm like, oh, that's not, what is that? Oh, yeah.
It's Kool-Aid. God.
What if she just kills all these plants? Do we have proof that this works?
Can you imagine, so too, if, you, if like...
They're like, bitch.
They're just like, the next day, they're just brown. It's like, you killed every single one of those plants with your fucking...
If we went over, like, if you were like, hey, come over to my friend, like, Melissa's real quick. And we walked in, and I was like, what is that? And she was like, oh, it's actually my menstrual blood. I'm feeding the plants. I'd be like, Brito, let's get the fuck out of here, dude. This is a psychopath.
Get the fuck out of
here. She's filming like a video. You're like, you're not putting that on the internet, are you? She's like,
yeah. No.
I try to teach people.
Educate. This woman, so there's another one I saw that she puts it in spray bottles and sprays the plants.
That's like, somehow grosser.
Yeah. Like the pouring is even okay, but.
Ugh. Can we move on, please?
No, this is fascinating.
We're a throuple. And yes, we all sleep in the same bed.
We're a throuple. According to most people on the internet, we're going straight to hell.
We're a throuple, and no, we're not looking for a fourth. We're a throuple. It's impossible to pick what to eat or watch.
We're a throuple. We block the sidewalk when we hold hands.
We're a throuple. Oh, one bathroom just ain't gonna cut it. We're a throuple. We've mastered the art of sharing everything.
We're a throuple. Our group chats are next level epic.
We're a throuple. We've got more dates than a calendar. We're a throuple. Our selfies are always wide angle.
We're a throuple. Plus one invitation.
Where do I get my credit card?
We're a throuple. We know you can love more than one person at a time.
You guys are gay as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This video sure as hell
so
is.
Dumb. We're a throuple. Our videos suck. By the way, like, why don't you tell me the real shit? This is all like bullshit stuff. Like, we take our camera sideways. Like, who shits first if you guys are sharing a bathroom?
We're a throuple.
So cheesy.
I want to see him do it once, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him once?
Of course. I want to know way more than that.
Also, I feel like this is way one of the...
I watch him shit, too. I don't
like
care.
Every time we see an internet...
I would watch him shit, too.
You know, video thing about thruples, it's always a woman and two guys. This is like... I feel like this is more rare to me. No?
Well, that's interesting. The two broads and one dude.
Yeah.
Sure. Usually it's one fat chick. One fatso with like two yeah. beta guys.
I mean, these, I have to say, for thruples, these are probably the best looking thruples.
Yes, like, easily.
He's a handsome guy.
That guy won.
Yeah. She's pretty.
She's very pretty. No, they're both pretty.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty.
Pretty.
Yeah. They're all pretty.
Yeah. I thought they were like stock actors or whatever.
We're a thruple.
Like, do you have vaginal, whatever? It's like a, like a pill, like a drug commercial.
Yeah. Yeah. They seem cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they get annoyed with each other? Like, even a couple, but just two of you. Imagine two bitches yammering into your ear. And you know, like, they cycle together, too, so it's two bitches on their period.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how much talking this motherfucker has to do?
You can have twice as many plants.
What's interesting, though, is that he actually has very, like, chick energy.
He does.
He doesn't have, like alpha energy. Like, sometimes in these things, you go,
Seahorse.
Oh, this will be, like, a real alpha dog kind of guy. Yeah. But he doesn't seem like that at all.
He works out.
Yeah.
He definitely takes care of himself.
Yeah, but... Yeah, he cries a lot.
Yeah,
that's
where the connection is. It's like an emotional thing.
Yeah, because remember that documentary about those people that were poly?
Our text threads are out of this world.
And it's, remember, like, it was serious. They're all hippie crunchies.
Then
the guys are like ponytail yoga guys.
Yes.
You have to be to make this shit work.
He's not that, but he's something.
He's sensitive.
He's very
sensitive.
He can do it.
He's a sensitive yoga man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talking and communicating.
Or is he being this guy so he can have both those babes?
No.
I think that's 1,000% why, you know what I mean? He figured out how to keep this going two at once. And probably a big part of it is by being emotionally really available. And, you know, like he has to be that in order to keep it going.
Because right.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
They're it seems like a high price to pay for just sex. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got to do this 24/7.
He got hot late in life.
Listening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. He was goofier before.
He had fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
And then he got some braces and he lifted some weights.
Yeah.
Totes.
And he's like, I want to fuck two.
I got to tell you.
Two.
I want to fuck two.
This pussy thing's wild.
Dude, have you guys tried fucking? These are the only two women he's had sex with.
Probably.
Aww, yeah. Because he's sweet and he probably grew up super Christian and he's like, he doesn't know how just to date people because he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
So he gets himself into like these really complex situations.
Yeah.
He's emotionally. Don't you feel like this situation is so emotionally dramatic? And what these people are actually into is the emotional bullshit more than the sex.
The suffering.
Yeah.
You put yourself through a lot of suffering in this. You really do.
Yeah, it's torture. This is my idea of hell.
Because the day, you know, that she's like, I'm just feeling really insecure. He's like, well, I'm fucking our friend over here. So if you don't mind.
She's giving him attitude. And he's like, she's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of like it more over here today.
Yeah. It's all triangulation.
You know
all
who
the
doesn't
time?
Have two girlfriends?
That's your Southwest guy.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Give him an extra
chair.
That
is a fucking
that's how
pressure
you do that.
Washer.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
How you do it.
You gotta do it that way, though.
Good. That hurts, right?
Probably.
It can't feel great.
No.
That's gotta hurt so
bad. Well, if you're...
His face.
The face. You don't need it for the face, bro. That's how you strip paint off of concrete.
That guy's having fun.
Aww.
So if you're listening, we just watched a
Cabbage Patch Kid. A
very large, very overweight man get cleaned by another man with a pressure washer. Like, you know, if they're like, hey, this tile is just not going to hold on a second.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
If we turn up the pressure, we might be able to strip this off of it.
He's got to lift stuff up to get hose down.
Is this a daily? Man. This can't be.
In Pee-wee's Big Adventure, they say, really? Oh, really? Where are they hosing him down?
Yeah.
So this is what it looks like.
How much fun is pressure washing?
It's so much fun. Yeah.
Like, I've never tried it.
And I would love
really
to do it to this guy,
yeah.
too.
Me too.
Graffiti him up first?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude.
And then he's like, why do you keep spraying my face? You're like, I don't know.
He's like, I can reach my face.
There's
like,
somewhere
looks,
in Texas you can do this
dirty.
For sure.
You can
They let you power wash fat people
That's
in
a
Texas.
Great business.
Yeah.
Oof.
What do they call that one? Doppelbanger? Meat rattle?
Fuck, if I had it, it would have been good.
Oh, power washing fatzos?
Yeah, what would it?
Fuck. Power fatzos. Hold
this
on, you guys.
This is very funny.
Wait. Oh.
Say it, Brido. You got it.
Oh, someone, it's not mine, but Weight Wash Washers is perfect.
Oh, Weight Washers.
Shout out.
Nailed
Zolo.
It.
Zolo.
Good job, buddy. Weight Washers.
Weight Washers.
Weight Washers.
I mean, like, how many people are screaming it into their car
Welcome
stereo?
To Weight Washers.
Oh, shit. It's like a do-it-yourself car wash. You know how fucking satisfying that is?
Would you pay? Would you, like, if they're like, hey, just put $5 in this thing and we'll wheel out a 400-pounder.
Do you know how satisfying that would be if they're like hiding sandwiches in there and you get to like fucking hose them out?
And they're like, and they smile. They're like,
you found it. You found the Easter egg.
And then they lift this up and like a key falls out and they're like, It's yours now.
You put a bunch of money in them, and you get to wash it out. And then you, like a coins.
Oh, so nice. Yes.
They roll around in a big pile of coins.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so much fun. Yeah, you have to, like, stock them up first.
They got to be messy on some level.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
That reminds me. This is where I got, I had the this joke about midgets with, like,
dip. You say the word.
Well, with like they had with like dip on their head walking around
yes.
like at a party.
Yeah.
But I actually did a commercial once where we had midgets at this like it was supposed to be a party and the director was like as they were walking by, he's like, can we put like some like a bowl of peanut butter on his head or something? And you see the guy who was like, huh? He's like, yeah. So then when he walks by, you guys can like scoop it out, and I was like, whoa. The guy just let it happen. A little bowl strapped to his head.
There was like a restaurant I heard about that had that, like a chips and salsa.
On midgets?
Like a sombrero on
really?
Them. Yeah.
Holy is it for real?
That maybe was an urban legend. This is like a thing I heard in like the 90s.
Well, I will say it's got to be so hard for them to find gigs. I mean, what else can you do but be in show business?
I know.
You know, you don't see many.
And you got to turn
been.
Down like the integrity to turn down all the elf shit that they throw your way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's all you're getting is they're always like, and there's an elf, you know?
Have you been to a Christmas audition before? It's just like a bunch of fat guys with white beards. And you're like, this is your time. This is the time of year that you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Aww,
oh, there's a guy.
Adorable. Yeah.
He's doing guac.
You know, the disrespectful part, aside from the obvious, is if you're like standing there, like you and I having a conversation. You know what I mean? And it's like the chips are falling in front of his face, and you're like, hey, and you know, you keep talking. Yeah, yeah, you know, and salsa's falling on him because you're not really paying attention. Like, that is the part that's
you're,
like,
you're breaking up with somebody at a dinner, and like, you're.
My friend is a sports reporter in Atlanta, and he's like 5'9", let's say.
Yeah.
And he goes, like, when he's covering the Hawks, he's like, sometimes I'll be like standing out there, and one of the guys who's like 6'10 is standing right next to me having a conversation with someone above me, and he goes, and you just feel just so disrespected because they're like, hey man, and like and he's just like looking up, and they're having full dialogue, like full conversation.
You're just like right here,
you're just like a kid, you're just like looking up like, oh, I'll talk when they're done talking.
God, that sucks.
Jesus. Yeah, yeah, same thing.
I know, because I've never met an LP that's like a regular jobbed LP, because we're friends with like entertainers in show business that are LPs, but I've never met an LP lawyer or doctor or like what have you been to an accountant?
A
that's
lawyer would be great.
It'd be amazing. I'd hire him.
It'd be a show. It'd be on, you know, Little Lawyer. It'd be like a it'd be
Tiny Justice.
Cause that one,
of-
the
like a judge, like Tiny Justice. Oh, pitch that.
Oh, watch the shit.
What was the little family? But he was like really
little
successful.
Little People, Big World, the Roloffs. They
but
had
they're
a farm.
Really successful.
Really successful. And the wife was a dream crusher. Remember? Like his dreams were very attainable. Yeah. He's like, I think we should start, we should build a barn. And she was like, you can't build a barn.
I don't think he had helium.
He was like, we should build a barn. And she was like, you can't build a barn. The thing is, if we all band together.
Can we Google the Roloffs and see if he had a high voice?
He did not.
He did have a tiny little voice.
I don't think so.
A little higher than yours. It was like that.
Yeah, his register was slightly higher.
Who passed away? Oh, he died?
Oh, no. The father died?
He did?
He just died this
Wait,
year.
Who passed away?
How recently?
Matt Roloff is mourning the loss of his father, Ronald James.
To his dad on following his death. Ronald was... No, that's
okay.
His father. So
okay.
It's like the grandfather.
Oh, that's okay. Those die.
Yeah,
there
that guy.
He is. This guy's the best. Yeah. I love him because he's such a little visionary.
Okay.
The farm's been on sale, you know, on the market.
There's his
for
voice.
Just
it's a weird
little
voice.
Over 3 months.
It's a weird
Before
voice.
Before we put the house on the market,
it's
we
strange.
Put the house on the market.
Person brings in front
no,
of
No, exactly. Like, we put the house
yeah.
on the
market.
No, it's not.
It doesn't sound
out.
Like you.
I mean, it's a great
That's like the Richard Pryor white voice more than
anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he does have a silly, funny, tiny, adorable little voice.
I want a full-size bitch to suck this dick. That's what he's going to say.
It hasn't sold yet. You know, I'm probably going to have to get creative Aww. About how to move forward.
Anyway, but the sun is hot. They've got like a hot sun.
That's
full
great.
Size.
No, right? A hot LP. Oh, wait. Is it
they have a full size.
This is he's kind of a silver fox, this guy.
Yeah. But they have a normie. Like
yeah, they do. And he's hot. Yeah, he's good looking.
That's great. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's just like, wakes up in the morning, he's like.
Thank God.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Genetics are wild. All right. Mike Bridenstine's, a.k.a. Brido's, new book, The Perfect Amount of Wrong, is out now. It's about the history of the Chicago comedy scene from 1995 to 2009. Features some of the biggest comedians that you have grown to enjoy and love. Kyle Kinane, Hannibal Buress, Kumail Nanjiani.
Beth Stelling.
Matt Bronger, Beth Stelling. Pete Holmes, T.J. Miller.
Bergazzi was there briefly. Yeah,
Bergazzi was there. Cameron Esposito. Like, yeah, it's a pretty crazy list, and it must have been a crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun, exciting stories. Alcohol fueled.
Yes. A lot of violence in there.
Violence. Oh, cool. All the stuff that we love and is filling my Instagram algorithm. Thank you very much
thank
for coming
so much,
in.
I'll see you in 750 episodes.
750. I will see you in about 12 years. 13 years.
Yeah.
We'll have perfect. Very different lives by then.
Move to another city.
Another city,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We'll keep moving east. I'll see you in New York.
Great.
In 2037.
I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks for having
see
me.
You guys. Mommies.
When we were on the way to the country club,
farted loudly.
Oh my God, remember when they farted in front of our nanny?
Don't do that. To me, it smells normal. We all have our own fingerprint in the intestines, okay? Immediately go to a doctor. Seriously. How you like your new bra? You hear my dad breathing? Loudly.
I was wearing all my life at 74C, and I took the weed at 70G.
Big sloppers like me. She looked amazing.
From one big tip monster to another.
I am sexy. They are not flying all over and jumping up and down the way we like.
If you Google G-boobs, you'll find her. You'll find some boobs, okay?
Is that true?
Numbers are girth. You want to get into the real tits, you got to go to the top size. To Google European bra sizes versus American, okay?
The bra that's ill-fitting is exciting to him because tits are falling out of it. He wants them spelling out.
Interesting.
Can you show me how those big tits fart?
It's some fart on me.
People want to know if you can show them how those big tits fart.
Yeah, would they be serious?
Yeah.
Big tits fart.
Okay, let's get to it. Fart, fart, fart.